Lord, thank you for your word. May it be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. May we hide it in our heart, Lord, that we may not sin against you. This dream last night, and in the dream I was in, it was like the city. I knew it was like here, Selma, or somewhere. But there was a giant wall. And on the other side of the wall, I knew was the enemy, supposed to be the city of, or the camp of the enemy, right? And all of a sudden, I saw these like missiles, these black missiles, just start firing into the city of the enemy, just blowing up stuff. And I saw these four fighter jets come by me, and they were hovering over that city, and they were almost like they were waiting on me to tell them what to do. And I knew in the dream they were F-4s, right? Didn't know F-4 was an actual plane. They are an actual plane. They're not in use right now. The Lord was using them as symbolic of their fighter jets, and also as four means seasons, right? And an F-4 is a tornado that's really, you know, from 200 and something to 260 miles an hour wind. So very destructive, right? And as I would pray, they would just hammer down on the enemy, you know. Then the other part of the dream, I was in a house, and my dad was there. He went to be the Lord in 85. And I was in there looking for a weapon because I knew there was these enemy guys were outside. I had the box of shells, and I got the gun, but the gun and the shells didn't match. It was an older gun. So I went to look for the gun that matched the box of shells I had, and it was like this new rifle, like a sniper rifle with a scope on it, just decked out, you know, top technology. And so I was able to, the shells fit in there, then I was able to take out these three enemy, you know, representing the enemy, right? And they didn't even see me, you know, and I took all three of them out, knowing that my dad represented the Father, right? And scripture that talks about that he will give us new weapons, right? Weapons of warfare, just full of that. The dream was just full of that. And our what we do in prayer is just so important. You know, when we pray, we're praying for other people, and we'll read that in a second here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where Paul is encouraging them, by your prayers the Lord delivered me, right? Just the power of our prayers. Y'all know that, but just as an encouragement to you, there's a lot that happens when you pray. You know, you're praying on behalf of yourself, others, where the Lord will not only just, you know, deliver others, but deliver you and just rain down on our enemy, right? Where they regret that they ever would mess with us. So just a bunch of cool stuff in that dream that I'm kind of journaling now to write down. Really, I just love dreams like that. Very awesome. The Lord kind of told me to turn here today to read, and I was just reading there. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are throughout Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Great word. Who comforts us in all our affliction, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort that we ourselves are comforted by God. Just as the sufferings of Christ are on the cause of Christ are ours in abundance, so also the comfort of abundance is ours in Christ. Really, I just love that. If we're afflicted, this is for your comfort and salvation. Or if we're comforted, it's for your comfort, which is, in effect, the patient enduring of the same sufferings which we suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that you are sharers of our sufferings, going through the same thing, so also are you sharers of our comfort. We do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia. We were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. So I read a lot on this, see maybe what was going on here, and there's all kinds of schools of thoughts that it could have been when Paul, chapter 19 of Acts, when he was in Ephesus, and remember, in Demetrius, the silver maker, kind of rose up and got the city stirred up against Paul, and they actually dragged two of his guys away, and they got Paul, you know, tried to rescue him from that. Then after that, he went to Greece. He left there and went into the Greece area, or the Athens area, and stayed there for 3 months, and they found out about a plot against his life there. And so he was delivered from that. And then some people think it could have been talking about the shipwreck he was on. You know, but anyway, regardless, right, or irregardless, that is... Because if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he goes into all kind of detail about what they had been through, dangers of rivers, robbers, you know, where they went for, because of the gospel of Christ. The enemy, of course, is trying to stop it. In verse 9, he said, "Indeed, we had the sentence of death within us, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death, and will deliver us. He on whom we have set our hope, he will deliver us. You also joining in helping us through your prayers, so that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the favor bestowed on us through the prayers of men." Right? And the Lord just used that because I really didn't, you know, had a really rough day. I pulled my neck really bad Sunday afternoon. I don't know exactly what I did, but I knew it was pulled enough to know what was coming right behind it, right? Sure enough, early in the morning, Monday morning, I had this throbbing headache. It woke me up. I just couldn't go back to sleep, and lasted all through yesterday into the night and into this morning, you know. So it wasn't coincidence I had the dream then last night, and the Lord just reminded me of He's the God of comfort. He's a God of mercies. He fights on our behalf, right? No matter what the plan of the enemy is, God's plan is always greater. He's always delivering us. You know, probably even times we don't even really realize it, how many times he's delivered, right, where he's firing. And I just said, pray a new prayer, Lord. Evidently what you're saying is that you're giving us, I think in this time it's a word for all of us, because the word we got about this season being the season of Holy Spirit is a new release of power, right? Power in our prayer, right? Power in the words we speak, power prophetically. There's power in everything, like an F4 tornado coming, a new season that we have. New weapons, because anytime there's a new season, God releases, there's new weapons, right? Weapons of war that come from Him. Kind of a Psalm 64 thing when it says God shoots, He will shoot His arrows at your enemies. And that's what was happening in the dream. So really good, really encouraging dream, you know, because where the enemy tries to get us in dealing with stuff is to the place of discouragement, right? Where we're just discouraged and hopeless, and we just feel like that, hey, this thing is never going to come to an end, when Scripture says God sees their end. Another thing about, I forgot about the dream, was the bullets that I was using was, it was 6 by 31, right? I don't know if that's an actual bullet, but bullets do come like that, like 6 by 5 by, right? Everybody's been in the military knows that, or knows anything about guns. That's a, so I knew the Lord had a word also in, Isaiah 31, which is, our deliverance is in God, right? Not coincidence. That is, our help is not, if you go back and read it, you remember, the help is not in horses, not in chariots, you know, not in the, don't worry about the Egyptians, you know, deliverance comes from me. So that was really good. And 6 times 31, you know, I really felt like the Lord was saying Isaiah 6, and that's about, I saw the Lord lifted up, high, exalted, with angels, you know, just this awesome, almighty, all-powerful God, right? Who is the one who wages war on our behalf, right? So the Lord, no matter what, you know, the affliction, as Paul's saying here, the comfort is always greater, right? There's deliverance. The comfort in all of it is greater. And you can share that comfort, the comfort he's given you. We can encourage others with that same thing, right? Say, hey, man, God is going to do this on your behalf. He did it on my behalf. He's going to deliver on your, as Paul said, he delivered us from the sentence of death because you prayed for me, right? So as we press in during this season, just ask the Lord to show you, which I really believe he will, how powerful and effective your prayers are, right? And he will, I believe, expose, like he did with me, expose the very enemy that's fighting against you, right? That's what that whole thing with the new gun and the scope, right? These three guys, and they were the enemy, right? Didn't know, have a clue I was there, and just took all three of them out. So sometimes when, you know, war is being waged against you, God will expose, and he'll expose the very thing that's coming against you, right? Where it's coming from, who it is, and how you can pray specifically against these particular things. And there was one particular thing the Lord showed me, and I prayed about it this morning, and it broke through. So we can share that, all our comfort. And he's a God of all comfort, right? And Father of mercy. Well, that's my story. I want to encourage you with that. A powerful time we're in, and it's a time to press in, you know, like you've never pressed in before, because the Lord, one cool thing, again, is he's waging war against your enemies. and anything that's trying to slow down revival. Right? Seems he never learns. All right, let's stand.